Caiwan, got to ask you about the result at the weekend, Rhyl against Colwyn Bay. Was 3-0 Colwyn Bay a fair result?
I think it wasn't, to be fair. We couldn't take our chances in the first half. We could have been 3 or 4-0 up in the first half, but Colwyn Bay had the first real chance and they took it, to be honest. Damien Kettley took his chance well, and we got about 3-4 chances cleared off the line, and there was just we just couldn't get it in.
I think that's one of the best goalkeeping displays I've seen for a long time.
Yeah, Andy Coughlin, like in the first half, he saved about 3 or 4 off the line, and in the second half as well, he kept about 2 or 3 outs in the second half, so we could have come back to the game, but Coughlin was on his game that day on Saturday.
What was it like coming against an established player like Sean Edwards?
Well, Sean was a teammate of me when I was playing at Bangor, and we were just talking through the game. We were just taking, like, pulling our legs on each other. But no, Sean's a great player, and he took the goal well when he scored it. But
he looked that he was happy with that he'd gone in, didn't he?
Yeah. Bet he was, yeah. He was talking through the game about him scoring in the first half, but second half he took the goal, and, well, Colwyn Bay deserved it in the second half, I'd say.
Yeah. Right then, Kyle, let's go back to your career then. So where did it all start?
Well, it started in Bangor City Academy. When I was at age 12, I started through the ranks of the academy, and at the age of 16, I made my Welsh Premier League debut under Neville Powell against Port Talbot, which came on. And since then, I've just worked my socks off, really. And I got to be part of the squad to go to the Europa League in 2017-18 season, when we played Lymby in the Europa League. So, it's been an achievement, and it's been very hard. And it's been, I've had to work my socks off to get where I am now and be playing at the age of 21, really, coming off.
That's the one thing I've noticed in the discussion with you now, is that your work ethic is really important to you, and determination. Now, has that come from within, or is that something that you've had to develop?
That's something I've had to develop, really, because in the senior level, it's a lot harder than playing, well, like in the kids' side. But no, the determination and the work ethic, I've had to work on it, because to get where I want today, then you've got to, it's not a gift, you've got to work and focus, really, to get where you want to be.
So if we go back now, you were in the academy at Bangor.
Yeah.
What was the highlight of the academy for you there?
Highlight of academy was really when I was the age of 17 up to 18, where we won the Welsh Premier League development side twice. We won the national finals once. I've clicked that I need to work hard and get to where I am. So, no, that was greatest team at the academy.
Like. Was anybody any influence on you in the academy, you know, that gave you that grounding?
I think Karen Ed was the assistant manager at the 19s, and also Dave Kavanagh, the manager, when that's the coaching we had that time, was something that boosted everyone up, I think, from the training sessions to the games. So, yeah, I think them two have made a massive difference, to be fair.
So then, from the academy, thrown into the first team at 16.
Yeah.
What do you think was the biggest difference then? You've said about your determination. What was the style of play? Was it faster? What did you have to come to terms with?
I think it's the mindset more than anything, and the work ethic. The tempo of the game is a lot quicker than the kids' side. Also, the strength, like, the senior players have got compared to the junior level. So, I think it's the strength and the tempo of the game that is a lot different, to be honest, yeah.
Bangor. Yeah. And then on to
Llandudno.
Llandudno.
Yeah.
With Iwan
Williams.
Williams. Yeah. Llandudno didn't
work out as I'd like it to be, but in assigned for Llandudno in the August of the 2018 season, and then it didn't work so well. So I went. Trill came on to Iwan and asked if I could go out on loan in October, it was, I think, and I went there on loan, played against Carnarvon, won them in the Nathaniel Cup, and then I played another three league games, and then Iwan called me back then out my loan spell, and I went to Bala and I went to Llanelli, them two games with Llandudno, and then I asked to come to agreement with Iwan on cancelling my contract and agreeing to sign for Hull permanent. And that's what I came to, and ever since I've been enjoying my football back now with Rhyl, and I've been playing well.
What do you think of the standard of the JD Cymru North League?
I don't think there's much difference, to be honest, this year with the teams that's in the Cymru North now and the JD Welsh Prem. I think you got your likes of Prestatyn, Colwyn Bay, Bangor, Llandudno even. As ourselves, Rhyl, there's teams there like that are being in the Welsh Prem that are Welsh Prem teams that can compete, I think. And there's not much difference, to be honest, with the style of play and the tempo of the game now. The level is increased, I think, yeah.
So, if you had to give advice to somebody, younger person now that was coming through the academies, I'd imagine one of them is hard work.
Yeah, hard work, determination, to be honest, and focus and not give up, to be honest, because there was another story, like when I was at the age of 15 in the under-16s, I was ready to get released from the academy because of my strength and my, everything really. And the director of the academy said that he didn't want to release me, but the manager did. And ever since then, I worked hard, and I've had three caps for Wales, and I'm playing first team football now in the Cymru North. So
you mentioned a couple from the academy as influence. Who else has influenced you throughout your career? You were telling me.
It's my mum and dad more than anything, I think, with the travelling and like to get where I want when I played for Wales, when I was going down to Cardiff to meet the camps and that. It was my mum and dad that was taking me. So without them, I don't think I'd be where I am today.
So we're going to the changing room now.
Yeah.
Who's the biggest character in the Rhyl changing room?
Biggest character, I'd say, is Tommy Creamer at Conwy. I think I don't know how to explain, like, he gets the lads going before the game, and even after the game, he gets the lads going as well. So, no, Tommy Creamer is for me.
And music played?
Music played.
And who chooses?
It's got to be the worst music player. It's got to be Keegan Jones, I think, the keeper. Yeah. You know, he's got the worst.
So how bad?
Yeah, very bad he's got.
Give us an example of how bad.
Cascada he's got. He's got Cascada playing on the tunes, like, but no, Keegan's got the worst music taste, I think.
And what's the ambition for this year?
My ambition is still to play hard, like work hard, race and, like, get the wins under our belts now and try and compete with Prestatyn now. Well, the 10 points clear, but try and still compete with, like I said, like Airbus, they were 13 points clear last year and we came back to 1 point behind them and they stepped up and we slipped up. So, no, anything's possible. So, just still work hard this season and see what's to come next season.
Kai, diolch yn fawr.
Thank you, diolch.
Pob lwc.
Thank you.